There is a quiet discomfort that appears when nothing is happening. No tasks waiting. No messages arriving. No plans filling the hours ahead. Just time. Open. Unstructured. Silent. At first, it sounds like something we want. We often say, "I wish I had more free time." But when that time finally arrives, something unexpected happens. Instead of feeling relaxed, we feel restless. We reach for our phones without thinking. We search for something to watch, to read, to do. We feel an invisible pressure to fill the space. As if empty time is a mistake that needs correcting. But empty time is not a mistake. It is one of the few spaces in life where nothing is required from you. From a young age, we are taught to connect time with purpose. Study. Work. Improve. Achieve. Even rest is often framed as preparation for more productivity. We rest so we can work better later. We relax so we can continue moving forward. Very rarely are we encouraged to simply exist without direction. So when time becomes empty, when there is no clear purpose attached to it, it feels unfamiliar. The mind begins searching for structure. What should I be doing right now? Is this a waste of time? Could I be using this moment better? These questions arise automatically, not because they are true, but because they have been practiced for so long. Empty time challenges that habit. It offers a different kind of experience, one where you are not moving toward anything, and that can feel uncomfortable at first. Without tasks, the mind has nothing to hold on to. Without goals, there is no direction to follow. Without urgency, time feels slower, wider, almost unfamiliar. But if you stay with that feeling, if you don't rush to fill it, something begins to shift. The discomfort softens. The silence becomes less heavy. And gradually, a different quality emerges. Empty time is where the mind begins to settle. All day long, your thoughts are moving quickly. Responding, reacting, planning, adjusting. Even when you are not aware of it, your brain is constantly processing information. This creates a kind of quiet tension. Not obvious, but present. When you enter empty time, that constant movement slows. At first, thoughts may feel louder. Without distraction, everything becomes more noticeable. But if you remain still, the intensity decreases. The thoughts begin to space out, like waves losing momentum. You do not need to force this process. It happens naturally when space is allowed. This is why some of the clearest ideas appear when you are doing nothing in particular. While walking without a destination, while sitting quietly by a window, while lying down without trying to sleep, when the mind is not being pushed, it reorganizes itself. Connections form quietly. Insights surface without effort. Creativity often emerges from emptiness, not activity. There is also a kind of freedom in time that is not planned. When nothing is scheduled, you are not moving toward an outcome. You are simply moving through the moment. You may sit for a while, then stand. You may look outside, then look away. You may follow a small curiosity without needing it to lead anywhere. This kind of movement has no pressure attached to it. It does not need to be useful. And because it does not need to be useful, it becomes gentle. Think about how children experience time when they are left alone without instructions. They do not immediately search for productivity. They observe. They wonder. They follow whatever catches their attention. A shadow on the wall becomes interesting. A sound becomes worth exploring. A simple idea becomes a small game. There is no goal. Yet the experience feels full. Adults often lose this ability. We replace curiosity with efficiency. We begin to believe that if time is not producing something, it is being wasted. But empty time is not empty in the way we think. It is full of unnoticed detail. When you allow yourself to stay in empty time, your awareness expands. You begin to notice things that are usually ignored. The rhythm of your breathing. The subtle sounds around you. The way light changes slowly across a room. These details are always present, but they are hidden by constant activity. Empty time reveals them. There is also an emotional layer to empty time. Without distraction, feelings that were pushed aside may begin to surface. At first, this can feel uncomfortable. Thoughts return. Questions reappear. Emotions that were postponed become visible again. But this is not a problem. It is a form of honesty. Empty time allows you to see what is already there. Not to solve it immediately. Not to fix it quickly. Just to acknowledge it. And sometimes, acknowledgement is enough to begin change. In a world that constantly encourages movement, empty time becomes a quiet form of balance. It reminds you that life is not only about progress, it is also about pause. Without pause, movement becomes exhausting. Without stillness, activity loses meaning. Empty time restores that balance. There is a subtle joy hidden inside it. Not the loud joy of excitement or achievement, but a quiet ease. A moment where nothing is missing, even though nothing is happening. A moment where you are not trying to become anything else. You are simply here. At the end of a long day, when everything slows down, empty time can feel like a small return to yourself. The noise fades. The urgency disappears. The mind settles into a softer rhythm. And in that space, something becomes clear. Time does not always need to be filled to be valuable. Sometimes, its emptiness is what gives it meaning. Because in empty time, you are not chasing anything. You are not proving anything. You are not improving anything. You are simply living. And that, quietly, is enough.